Loyalist Township Council has agreed to a request made by the Odessa Agricultural Society to waive fees for emergency services at the Tractor Pull and Demolition Derby during the Odessa Fair, taking place July 24th to 26th. Secretary and volunteer with the society, Stephanie Gimo, spoke about the fair and the increase in costs.
The Odessa Fair has been a staple of Odessa for 191 years and has traditionally relied on emergency fire services at no cost to us for fair events. This bylaw is a drastic increase to our budget that we had not foreseen. As a nonprofit volunteer-run organization, we do not have the reserve funds to cover the substantial cost increase to operate these community favorite events at the annual fair.
Gimo noted the breakdown of costs for emergency services.
Deputy Chief Grenham stated that the Agricultural Society would be required to pay for the fire emergency services for the Tractor Pull and Demolition Derby at the annual Odessa Fair taking place July 24th to 26th. Based on the hours the fire department was required for these events in 2025, the cost would be $8,472.20 for the Tractor Pull and $3,230.52 for the Demolition Derby, totaling $11,703.20. These fees include the MTO's apparatus hourly rate and the hourly wage of each firefighter for these events.
Alongside partnering with the township for events like Trunk or Treat, Gimo spoke about how proceeds from the fair are used and how important the agricultural grounds are for the community.
The proceeds from the fair enable the Agricultural Society to continue to maintain the agricultural grounds and its buildings. The grounds offer a park-like setting for the community to enjoy, and the large palace building is a space for the community to come together. The Lions Club prepares the holiday baskets in this space, and free events for families such as See and Learn are held on the fairgrounds.
With the original staff recommendation being to receive the delegation request from the society, Councillor Jake Ennis also added the motion to waive the fees.
I would move that council receive the delegation request from the Odessa Agricultural Society and to approve the request for waiver of emergency services fees.
So moved. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Boogaard.
Ennis noted possible funding options for the future.
I think it's a long-standing event, community event that's worth supporting. And I think perhaps if we support it this year, the organization could look to the community grant fund in the future as a possibility. But I think it's a long-standing event that we should continue to support.
Councillor Mike Buderick spoke about the importance of supporting events like the fair in the community.
I believe, too, that we should support anything that gets people in our community out, and such a long-standing tradition of the Odessa Fair and even the Tractor Pull is fantastic. Great crowds, and it's great to see people in our community come out and support things.
Council also asked for a staff report to help guide decisions for future events. Councillor Paul Proderick noted why they want the report.
There's no doubt that over the years, this has been a very valuable, 191 years. I think that's wild. My grandparents were at that fair when they lived in Railton. And as we sort of move ahead, we want to quantify things just so we get an overall picture. And a staff report looking at that for next year, maybe there's back and forth questions that can be answered, such as, do you really need 6 firefighters or whatever? And things like that that can come out of a report.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.